Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
You're on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Car dealers are saying that car buyers can expect to pay more for certificates of entitlement in the coming years. As premiums across most categories shot up in the latest bidding exercise that closed yesterday. Given that the Land Transport Authority has said that there will be zero vehicle population growth for at least another 4 years, demand looks to outstrip supply. For this year, a total of 2,522 bids were received for a quota of 1,822 COEs available. Cat A premiums for cars up to 1,600 cc's and 130 brake horsepower closed at $58,801, which is $1,791 above the previous six-year high set 2 weeks ago. This is the highest price in that category since November 2015, when it was $59,200. Cat B COE prices also rose to $80,989 for larger cars above 1,600 cc or 130 brake horsepower, continuing an aggressive increase in the past 3 months. Now, okay, admittedly, open Cat did drop 1.3% to $83,889 from $85,000 previously. But COE prices certainly might affect your choices at the showroom. On Chasing Cars today, we take a closer look at some everyday sedans that might now come into view for you next on Money FM 89.3.
Chasing Cars with Clarissa and Julian Coe from SG Carmart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone, we are joined by Julian Coe, editor from SG Carmart. We sat, I think, both of us, in horror at how high the CEO prices were as of yesterday. Right, Julian?
Tell me about it. I mean, it's madness. COE prices are climbing up very steadily. Slowly, but steadily. I think it's inevitable, to be all in all honesty. I think it's this has to happen. It's like a 10-year cycle, right? The last time prices were crazy high was back in 2012-13. Well, it's here now.
You know, I can't remember how long ago it was, but I remember one of the cars that I bought, the COE was $5,000, and I was grumbling it was $5,000.
You are disgusting.
That was a long time ago. Long, long time ago.
Can you imagine if COE prices today is now $5,000?
I don't think I would be grumbling. I would be doing cartwheels on the way to signing the check.
No. But then again, our roads will be jam-packed. The moment you leave your car park, you'll be experiencing Bangkok traffic.
You know, sometimes I feel like I am experiencing Bangkok traffic already. All right. But you know what this means? With the rising COE prices and a clear indication from LTA that it ain't coming down anytime soon, it might be time for a lot of us who dream of much more exotic purchases to come back down to earth and look at more reasonable, everyday family sedans.
Fair enough. I think these are the sort of cars, the bread and butter cars that are really important. These are the sort of cars that people need and not want.
Yeah. So you may want the Porsche Taycan or something. You may want it, go buy the model of the car and then go out and look at the Toyota Corolla Altis. I'm saying.
Exactly that. I mean, I was just having this conversation with my colleague and I was telling him, you know, I want the S3 sedan. I want it very badly, but I can't. I just need a Vios, a Toyota Vios. That is probably what I need. But, you know, it's a sad time to buy a car now. Unless you are really cash heavy, you're really, you know, filled to the brim with cash, I would advise, well, maybe we should all focus on things that we need rather than want.
Right. Okay. And if COVID-19 has proven anything to us, it has been that maybe you don't need a car at all. But that's a different conversation altogether. Let's talk about three everyday sedans that maybe we disregarded earlier in the year, maybe we disregarded last year, but we really should rethink this year given the COE prices of yesterday's close and what might be the COE prices of 2022. The Toyota Corolla Altis starts at $121,888. Now, I actually think that Toyota anything is worth looking at because I think Toyota makes great cars. But if you look around on our Singapore roads, there are a lot of Altises. And there's got to be a reason for that.
Well, it's because it's good and reliable, right?
Good and reliable at $120,000+. Not crazy expensive. It's realistic.
It is. Okay, well, I mean, we've got to compare apple to apple, right? I mean, if you're talking about the Toyota Corolla Altis 5 years ago, then of course you'll say that the prices now are expensive. But then again, cars throughout the industry have increased their prices because of COE across the board. So it's not just the Altis per se. It's not exceptional to the Altis. So I think it's pretty fair to say that we're looking at cars right now. Rather, we're going to talk about cars right now that are relatively reasonable.
For a family of four or five?
Yeah, I would say a family of five.
Okay, so Toyota Corolla Altis 1.6. The cheapest version of this model is the standard. I don't know the difference between standard and elegance and whatever else when it comes to these kinds of cars. But I'm going to assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, that means it's not leather seats, it's upholstered seats and stuff like that.
Yes and no. I mean, you can always hop onto SG Karma and do a quick comparison. Basically, the elegant version or the elegance version will come with rain-sensing wipers, but the standard won't. It'll come with pedal shifters, cruise control. It'll come with navigation system, all that sorts of thing. It'll come with 17-inch rims instead of 16 as well.
Okay, and if it's the elegance version that you want, then that is $128,888. So let's just say $129,000. That's still okay, la.
That is okay. That is all right. Like I said, again, in today's context, today's market, today's COE prices, it is very reasonable.
Okay. Now, in comparison, when you think of smaller sedans and you think of Japanese cars, you absolutely always will at some point think of Honda Civics. Because that's how good they are. But a Honda Civic has always been more expensive than its other Japanese cousins. And the Honda Civic is no different. The entry-level model is $136,000.
Okay, that's significantly more. But in all fairness, yes, although it's significantly more, it drives a lot better. So if you don't want to give up, if you need a car, but yet you feel like, oh man, I don't really want to give up that dynamically enjoyable drive, that sporty sort of behavior on the road, well, this is the car you can consider.
Okay, that is the entry level of the Honda Civic. The Honda Civic hatchback, VTEC Turbo or VTEC Turbo Sport is considerably more expensive, $179,000 or $181,000. And if you have an itchy rear end like Julian Koh does, then the Type R is $237,000 for the Turbo GT or $243,000 for the Turbo GT something else.
Man, yeah, I would if I had all these money lying around, not knowing what to do, I'm just sitting on all these cash, of course I'll tell you get the Civic Type R. Why wouldn't you? Why shouldn't you? Right? You only get to live once. You should enjoy the car.
Yes,
at
Mr.
least
Boy Racer.
For 10 years. Mm. Yes, at least for 10 years.
Yes, Mr. Boy Racer.
But yes, but if not, in all honesty, in all seriousness, this 1.5-liter turbocharged Honda Civic will serve all your wants, for sure. I mean, it's a reasonable boot space. It drives very well. And let's be honest, 1.5 litre road tax, it's still very affordable on an annual basis.
Okay, now if you're wondering why we're not really talking about specs, is simply this. We are talking about everyday sedans. The specs are more same than different. We're not talking about performance cars. You know, you're not going to get 0 to 100 in 4 seconds. You're going to get a 0 to 100 in maybe 11 seconds, which is, you know, fine. It isn't exactly like, oh, my heart is beating so fast, I'm so excited. Because you're not. You're not excited.
Look, I disagree. I disagree because I feel that when you buy a new car, when you go down to the showroom to do your whole car collection with the entire family, it can be a very, very exciting experience. It can be a very pleasantly exciting experience. You sip your coffee,
yes,
you feel like a VIP.
Yeah,
you know,
all that's fun
like,
and
you know.
Good. What I'm saying is the driving experience is not exciting. It's not edge of your seat. Your heart's beating. You're on the, you know, it's like you're on, it's like an adrenaline rush. You're just kind of like, oh, I have a nice car. Don't anybody come too close and scratch it.
Well, maybe. But, you know, for now, at least we do know that there are options out there for people who need a car.
Yes. And I will say the Honda Civic and the Toyota Corolla Altis that we just spoke of are actually both quite good looking.
Yes. Okay. In all honesty, I actually thought the Civic looked horrible when it first came out. But then when I test drove the car and I spent time with it, you know, a couple of days, looks started growing on me. I actually thought it was a very...
You are Honda boiler. You just have this love-hate relationship with the Civic. You know, when you said that to me when we first reviewed the Honda Civic earlier this year, I ignored you.
It is a nice car. It's a very... You know what? You wouldn't understand. Yeah. You wouldn't understand. It's me. It's not you.
Yeah. It is you. You are a Honda boy. You have a love-hate relationship with them. You love them. And you hate that you have to give up your Type R. I get it.
Yeah, well, I know. You're not the first time who said that.
Yes, no, I know. Will it be the last? All right, but I tell you what was for me the dark horse surprise of the three sedans that we're talking about, the Hyundai Avante. She's actually, in my opinion, please feel free to reject my opinion, I think she's the prettiest of the three.
I've got nothing.
Okay, then I am going to put it out there. The Hyundai Avante is the prettiest of the three that we're talking about. The Toyota Corolla Altis, the Honda Civic, and the Hyundai Avante. Only because I am so surprised by how good looking it is. I mean, there have been previous versions of the Avante that really was like, did you intentionally design a box and put wheels on them? But this current, new, improved model is really quite sexy, though.
It is. I cannot deny. Okay, in all honesty, I think it's pleasantly designed. It does look overbought. Once you stare at it for too long, it does still feel like it's the Hyundai designer sort of went overbought with the whole car. But I can completely understand why. I can understand the reasons behind it. I mean, if you look at other cars in this lineup, like the Tucson and the Santa Fe and even the Palisade, they all have that same design language. And it's necessary. It's necessary for the Avante to look like this because they have to bear the same design language. And plus, if you want to stand out in the sea of mass market sedans like the Civic and the Altis, and even, I mean, hell, maybe even the Octavia, then the Avante needs to have sort of design language that's strong, bold, and aggressive enough
that
to
draws
make
the
people
eye.
Remember. Exactly. And the best part of all, this car that we're talking about, the Avante, the Hyundai Avante, actually starts from $109,000.
And
which is the cheapest of the trio,
yep,
right?
Yep. You know what? And I will say this, over the years, they've made it bigger. So where a few iterations or ago of this car would not have been comfortable for a family of five, it is very comfortable for a family of five now.
And I think it's very well spec'd too, no?
I was very surprised. I really was very surprised. You know, sometimes I am incredibly impressed by a Hyundai. Sometimes it's like, eh. But with the Avante, I was just very incredibly impressed from walking up to it. It's very pretty, again, I say. It is very well spec'd. It is very well priced. And it was a very pleasant ride.
It was. I remember it very clearly. I mean, thank God it came with ventilated seats.
Oh,
it came with auto hold function. No, really. I mean, for this price, we're talking about $109,000. You're getting all these features. And the cabin is a work of art. It's very nice. You're cocooned nicely at the helm. You feel very secure. You feel like you're driving something that's way more expensive, way classier than the price that you're paying for, which I always thought that I always wondered how Hyundai's how Hyundai actually makes money.
They sell a lot of them. That's how they make money.
I know. I was saying, I mean, if I was the guy who was specking up the car and coming up with all the price strategy, I would have priced this car like 128,000 or something, you know?
Well, the 1.6 Elite sunroof is 119,000, so closer to what you're talking about. But at that level, you are so specced up, you think you're in a luxury car when you get into it.
I don't know. I'm very torn in between. I feel very torn in between. I mean, on one hand, you're right. I cannot deny. I love my Hondas. But on the other hand, when I look at the price versus spec versus comfort, the Hyundai is just a very, very logical choice. And when you're looking for a car that you need rather than want, you need to be logical.
So I would have to say that although, you know, I have a real soft spot in my heart for Toyotas, having been a previous Toyota car owner of several different Toyotas. If I'm talking about the Corolla Altis, the Civic and the Avante side by side, this week my star buy is the Avante. Based on everything, not just price, not just looks, but it is the whole package for me. Because you get a good car at a tight price and she's not bad looking.
You got me there. I'm trying really hard to be logical and see if I can actually just disagree with you, but I think I'm having some difficulties, in all honesty.
109,000, Julian, given the fact that COE for Cat B is $80,989 as of today.
I know. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous, but yeah.
So you mean you agree with me this week the star buy is the Avante?
Yes, I think I'll have to agree with you.
Wow, Merry Christmas to me. He finally agrees with me. It is very logical. And you know what? If you are looking for a family sedan and you have a tighter budget than you wish you did, and you can just throw out the BMW M's and the Audi RS's right out the window, you might want to come back down to earth and look at the Toyota, look at the Honda, and look at the Hyundai. But if I had to pick one, I say look most closely at the Avante.
We got to bring ourselves back to earth.
Yes. 2022 will be the year of reality.
Right.
So go and go to SG Carmart and check out the specs as Julian recommended. They have all the information that you need. And if you still think that these are cars that you want to take a closer look at, then go down to those showrooms and buy yourself a Christmas present before the COE goes up any higher. Because I can't see it coming down in 2022.
At maybe 2023 or 4.
Yeah, but that's not next year.
I know.
If you absolutely need to have a car, if you're like Julian and you have small children, etc., you can't not have a car for a year while you ponder and hope the COE comes down.
My kids will grow up. I'm just trying to tell myself that it's okay.
But and they can start taking the public bus without you. Not for a while, Julian.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm having a headache.
Yes, okay. Well, I'm going to leave you to your headache. I am Clarissa Montero. He is finance presented. No, he's not finance presenter. He is Julian Coe, editor from SG Karma. And I don't know where the finance presenter came out from. Take no financial advice from Julian Coe is what I'm saying.
I know, definitely.
And Merry, Merry Christmas to all of you car buyers and car owners. On behalf of Julian, this is Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.